I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. It's week 14 of the 17-week NFL schedule, meaning there's still more than a month to go from now until the playoffs actually begin. In the National Football Conference, the Los Angeles Rams enjoy the league's best record at 11-1 and top the West Division. The North is led by the Chicago Bears, the South by the New Orleans Saints, and the East by the Dallas Cowboys. The best record in the American Conference so far belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs at 10-2. The Pittsburgh Steelers top the North. The Houston Texans lead the South. The East belongs to perennial favorite New England Patriots, led by the seemingly ageless one, 41-year-old quarterback Tom Brady, who was honored to hear a fan in California rescued a jersey he had worn from wildfires.
You know, we feel like lose a game and you feel like, man, the whole world's caving in, but it's really, you know, keeping things in perspective, you realize there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of things that are very tough. And just to be able to provide support, I think, for us as athletes is pretty cool and important.
Several more teams are in the hunt, either to challenge for a division title or secure a wild card playoff berth. Likely out of the picture is the Green Bay Packers at 4 wins, 7 losses, and a tie. Following the team's stunning 20-17 loss to the Arizona Cardinals, Packers president Mark Murphy decided to fire longtime coach Mike McCarthy.
I really felt that change was needed, and kind of Mike's tenure had run its course. I think we needed a new voice, and you know, it happens in our league.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was disappointed as he remembered many comeback seasons with McCarthy.
The great times, obviously, you know, winning Super Bowl together, going on a run in 2009 after being 4-4 at the halfway mark. Obviously, what we did in 12 after a slow start, and 16 being 4-6, and a lot of people calling for his head then, and running the table all the way to the NFC Championship game. And we accomplished a lot of things together, and have a lot of great memories to talk about down the line.
The team's interim head coach, Joe Philbin, said he's not looking at the final 4 weeks of the season as an audition for the head coaching job. College football has a clearer path to the national championship with 4 teams in the playoffs. Top-ranked Alabama plays number 4 Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl December 29th, while that same day, second-ranked Clemson faces third-ranked Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Alabama coach Nick Saban is not thinking about winning a record 7th national championship just yet.
You're always focused on what's right in front of you, not something that's happened in the past or even something that could possibly happen in the future, and I think you got to play these games one play at a time, and it's important that every player on the team have that kind of focus.
Alabama is again building an undefeated season, which Saban says has been challenging.
Internally, you always have challenges of, you know, who's going to step up? Is that guy going to be able to play effectively for you? Are the other players on your team going to have confidence that that guy can do the job well? And how's that going to affect the chemistry of your team? We've had those kind of challenges throughout the season, and I think we've handled them well.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney is also riding the wave of another undefeated season.
13-0. It's just been a special year. It's been a historic year.
Clemson just won a record-tying 4th straight Atlantic Coast Conference championship, a decade after Swinney became head coach.
10 years ago, this was an emotional night for me, very emotional night, because I got the opportunity to be the head coach at Clemson on this day. And 10 years later, it's still an emotional night for different reasons. But it's just amazing the journey that we've been on.
Like the other 3 teams in the playoffs, Swinney says Clemson has achieved most of what it set out to accomplish this season.
You know, we got one goal left, and that's to try to win our closer. And we'll go to work on that right away.
The winners advance to the national championship game January 7th in Santa Clara, California, in the home stadium of the NFL's San Francisco 49ers.
I believe I will not coach again.
College football coaching great Urban Meyer is stepping down as head coach of Ohio State.
My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. We've worked extremely hard to make the great state of Ohio the university community, including our alumni and former players, and Buckeye Nation very proud.
Meyer is a relatively young man, 54 years old, and is now twice retired from stress-related illness. He first left after winning two national championships in six seasons at Florida. Returning to coaching, he built a 7-0 record against Big Ten rival Michigan, won four conference titles, and another national championship. His decision to leave now is largely based on recruiting new players, many of whom were asking how long he would be coaching.
If you sign a scholarship and the coach decides to leave after that, they're free to go. So this was, and people say, well, why would you let recruiting get in the way? That's a silly question. And the honesty to recruit, I didn't want to mislead recruits.
Overall, Meyer has built an impressive 82-9 record with one more chance for a win.
I look forward to working with our staff and players in preparing to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. It's always been a dream of mine and many of our coaches and players to compete in the Rose Bowl, and it's going to be an honor to represent the Big Ten Conference in that game.
American Kurt Kitayama has won his first European Tour title by taking a two-stroke victory in the Afrasia Bank Mauritius Open.
This whole year has been what a great year, and I still have two more events, but one of the last events of the year, to win it's been just great.
Kitayama journeyed through the Web.com and Asian golf tours before reaching the European Tour and getting a quick win.
Been a different journey for me. It's been really exciting though, being able to travel all over the globe and going to continue traveling more, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Sinipa Chikarangappa of India placed second, two shots back.
It was a fantastic run today. Looking at the scoreboard, I think the front nine guys were making the golf course look like a mini golf course, I guess. They were like 20, 21 under after four or five holes. Looking at the scoreboard, I said, okay, I got to charge a lot.
One of the favorite rising stars, Chikarangappa, knew he was close.
The win was in my mind, but I guess I just fell by one or two shots. I'm going to take the best positive out of it. I can smile and say my card is done now. I can head out to South Africa another week, so I can probably now go out and just look for a win.
Meanwhile, down under, Australian Cameron Smith finished on top. His two-shot victory came at the Australian PGA Championship.
I did a good job of shoving that aside, actually. I did what I had to do at the golf course, and then from there on, all afternoon, I was basically just at home hanging out with the family and the friends and stuff. Took a lot of pressure off me. And
compatriot and good friend Mark Leishman placed second.
Definitely, disappointed at the moment, but you're always happy for Cam. We fought, had a good fight out there. At the end of the day, you're right, I did want to win. Gave it my best and just didn't make it.
Young soccer players from around the world dream of following in their hero's footsteps and going to Europe to play for top teams like Barcelona. A group of mainly African migrants has taken a first step and, with the help of a sympathetic coach, formed a team in the Spanish leagues. In the suburbs of Jerez, two local teams are battling relegation. The third tier of the Andalusia League may not attract many spectators, but for the players of Almada Africa, football means family. The team, whose name means Soul of Africa, is made up of migrants, plus a few locals who help integrate the newcomers. In the shadow of the elaborate Jerez de la Frontera railway station, the players enjoy a post-match coffee. Among them is Modu Ndiaye, who left his home in Senegal 2 years ago. Ndiaye says he and others took a boat from Senegal to the island of Tenerife, and that journey took 10 days. He says it was really hard, and everyone thought the group wouldn't make it. He says they ran out of drinking water and suffered a lot. Thanks to God, he says, they reached their destination. NDIA's teammate, Bashar Aldoff, arrived in Jerez a short time ago. Aldoff says he was a footballer in his country, and on the day he arrived in Spain, asked around for a team to play with. Aldoff says he went to Jerez Football Club for 2 weeks, but the coach told him he couldn't play because he lacked the right papers. Aldoff says the coach told him to go and find Almada Africa. Almada Africa was born 3 years ago when locals spotted a group of migrants playing football in a park. The players would often argue, so the locals found a referee, and in stepped Alejandro Benitez. On the pitch, Benitez saw talent. Off of it, he recognized deep vulnerability. So he set up a team and persuaded the Spanish football leagues to let them play.
Esto lo iniciamos de la nada, digamos.
He says they started from nothing and invested their own money, adding that every year, however, the team has to start from scratch. Almeda Africa supports a handful of tens of thousands of migrants arriving every year in Spain. It also aims to change attitudes through a shared passion. On the field, the team is struggling. The bigger challenge is to find the money to keep this football family moving forward. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.